Okay, well, let's just break some things down. It just seems like Kirk, he's always looking for trouble.
You know what? Y'all gonna have to back up off my boy Kirk. I've been friends with him and Rashida forever and ever and ever. It really hurts me to see them go through these things on TV.
So, Candy, let me ask you. Do you think, and Benzino, I mean, because y'all know him, is it a little extra for on camera? Because it seems like Kirk is almost
looking
heartless.
For trouble.
I mean, it's like, wow.
I mean, he means well. You know what I'm saying? I just think sometimes it just comes out wrong. You know, some guys sometimes, you know, I just think a lot of guys sometimes don't know how to get the real love and emotions out mm-hmm. to their woman. And, you know, Kurt means well. I always tell Kurt, it's not really what you say, it's how you say it. He always has this smirk on his face. I'd be like, take the smirk off your face, man.
Yes.
Yeah, he does, like, smile when he's not supposed to be, right?
Right, right.
I do that, too, sometimes.
Was there really any, you know, curiosity whether that was his baby or not, baby Carter?
You know, I mean, I guess to him, it might have been a little bit of curiosity.
He ought have been damn ashamed of himself.
Okay, since Rashida's your girl, would you guys do a song together, Candy?
Oh, we've done lots of songs together. We actually used to have a project we were doing called Peach Candy. You know, you can find songs that we had that's like circling around on the internet now. But yeah, definitely. I'll continue to do more records with her. I did a song with her on her last album as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Question, mm-hmm. whose mom goes harder, Waka Flocka's mom, Deb, or Scrappy's mom, Mama D?
Candy's mom, Mama Joyce.
There you go. There you
How
go.
About that?
I love it.
How about that?
That's a tough one. I know, well, of course, my mom, you know, she goes hard, definitely. But, I don't know. That's a good one. Deb, she goes hard, but she's a real serious businesswoman, too. So, like, you know, she'll go hard and put the smack down on you on some personal, but as well in business, too.
Wow.
They loved it. They love their sons, though. You know that. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. They have that in common.
For sure.
Last episode, we found out that Stevie J's Bentley and his house are rented. Is there anything else he might be fronting about?
Hold up,
are they
hold
married?
Up. Now,
uh-oh.
Come on now. Like, wait a minute. Now, look, everybody's rent. Not everybody owns, but people rent. People rent and they lease. And they, you know, I mean, that's just what it is. Not everybody owns, you know, but at the end of the day, he's living in a beautiful house.
It is
and
a beautiful house.
Yeah, and if he can afford to rent it, whether he's renting it or whether he has a mortgage, I don't think it really matters. I think as long as he's living it, you know, he's good.
Okay. I got to save all my questions for later because we're going to run out of time because y'all know I'm obsessed with ratchet reality stuff.
I'll tell you what. Let's do that. 1-877-PAUSE-SHOW. Call right now for the people poll. We'll let you just ask all the questions you want. If you have questions for Candy or Benzino, just call us up right now. We're going to start lining them up. They're filling in for Russ Paws, the Russ Paws Morning Show.
Wanted to know if anybody out there has any questions for myself or Benzino or Althea.
Yeah, let's call it reality radio. Let's go to the phones. Hello.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good morning.
You have
good morning, Candy.
I am like
your biggest fan, honey. I love the way you carry yourself. I love the way you conduct, you know, when you're doing Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Thank you. I just love
what you're doing. You're just, like, so inspirational for me. I'm a single mom with three kids, so being that you're doing it, it lets me know that I'm capable of doing anything I set my mind to doing. And just keep doing what you're doing. Your play was just phenomenal. I loved
Thank
it.
You.
I did.
I
did.
It.
Benzino.
Hi.
How are you? I'm just I've been following Love & Hip Hop from the beginning too, and to see you finally happy and in love, I'm just happy for you because I mean you deserve
that.
It.
Love is a beautiful thing. Thank you very much.
All right.
She was just so positive.
It wasn't
yeah, she? Was,
she
I
worked
love
the,
it.
She worked her way around the room.
She made me happy. I didn't know what to expect this morning when people can ask questions and say whatever they want to say. It's like, okay, what's she going to say?
Hey, don't jinx yourself.
Russ Paul
no.
Morning Show.
Positivity in the morning.
Hello, who's this on the line? You have a question?
Hello, Mon.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Okay, hey, Candy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I do have a question for you. How was your daughter taken to Todd? I know that looking at the show, he seems to be a positive role model in your daughter's life as well in your life. And I just want to say I'm very, 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 very happy for you because I'm a true Candy fan. And I just have to let the whole entire world know around the Triangle area. Shout out to North Carolina that I am a Candy fan. So I just wanted to know how is your daughter taking the time? Because he seems to be a respectable young black man.
Well, thank you. Well, Riley, everything was going well until this past weekend. She got mad because he planned, my birthday was Saturday, and he planned like a surprise party, but it was like for all my friends, like grown friends, to fly out to L.A., and she wasn't included, so she got so upset. She got so mad about that. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, when you have a blended family, you know, there are a lot of sensitive moments where your child feels like, oh, well, you know, am I going to be left out and different things? So, you know, we're constantly working to make sure that we mesh well, you know. But we were doing good until this weekend.
I like that. Blended family. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I also have a daughter with Todd's daughter, Kayla. Well, no, I just have Riley. But, you know, once he and I, you know, came together, obviously his daughter is my daughter, too. Now her name is Kayla. She's graduating this year. Nice. So, you know, there are moments where I guess both of our daughters may feel like, OK, well, how is this going to be going forward? But when we got married, we gave them both rings as well because,
I've
you
seen
know.
That.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, I almost cried like 60 times, I'm telling you. It was beautiful. The wedding was beautiful.
Thank you.
Russ Ball Morning Show, Reality Radio. We got Candy, Benzino, and Althea on. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question for Candy.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Hi, Candy. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just want to know about, what's her name? The little girl I don't like. the one with the dog that died. I can't remember her name.
Tanya.
She's a non-factor.
Tanya.
How could you be? I just want to be on the show one time. I really want to smack her. I don't like her.
That's mean. Well, man. You know, Kenya is the one that everybody seems to love to hate. But, you know, I just feel like when it's a show like ours, it's always going to be somebody that, you know, people don't necessarily care for. And unfortunately, right now, that is Kenya.
She want to smack her a little bit too much coffee in the morning, huh?
You know, wow. Kenya, you know, she does a lot. And then now she's about to be on Celebrity Apprentice. And I heard that
that's going to be crazy. Is that confirmed? You confirming it?
No, she's definitely on there.
Okay.
She's definitely on the show.
Okay.
Now, I don't know, you know, all the details of it, but she's definitely on that show, right. So it's going to be crazy.
We got a tweet in for Benzino from at Mr. Thomas asking what he thinks about Carly Red and Jock's relationship.
You know, I mean.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, I really don't.
Oh, I forgot that used to be your boo.
Nah, I mean, you know, it's like, you know me. I mean, if they're happy, you know, it's about love. It's about being happy. So, you know, I mean, if Jock's happy, then fine. You know, I really don't think about it too much. I'm thinking about my boo right here.
All right.
It's the Russ Ball Morning Show, Reality Radio right now. We got Candy, Benzino, and Althea, okay?
These quotes will be from a member of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta or Real Housewife of Atlanta. All so, right. Candy, Benzino, you guys should know this. First quote, I don't like bite-sized brownies, and I don't like cocktail sausages.
That's Phaedra.
Oh, that was good.
And she was talking about who?
Chuck Smith.
Okay. Wow. Second quote. B-I-C-T-H in that order.
Oh, Mama D.
Mama D.
Anything in that order is Mama D.
Kind of a confused order there. Speaking of that, I will drag you.
Oh, that would be me.
Oh, Candy. Candy. Not only did she say that, she made her fist go like.
Yeah.
That was the first time I was really scared when I watched. You know.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, yeah, she drugged somebody before, huh?
Oh, Candy, they caught me at a bad moment.
Have you said that quote since then?
I meant it the way that I did in that moment. I mean, you know, they catch you in your moment. You know, that's when you just say it and it just comes out crazy.
Oh, okay. Next one.
I've said it before then.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we know.
Clearly.
We know. Clearly. It didn't seem like the first time you were saying it. All right. The next quote says, This is 265 days a year.
Oh, that's Portia.
Portia. everybody knew that, right?
That was crazy. Wow. Harriet crazy. Tubman line was crazy.
What type of year? Anyway.
Missing a whole 100 days.
He's missing a whole 100 days.
Next quote. Close your legs to married men.
That's NeNe.
Talking about?
She was talking to Kim Zolciak.
Yes, she was.
Wow. You mean knowing us.
She goes hard. Okay.
I've been on the show for a long time now.
Long time. All right, next one. Oh, she's shaking the table.
That's Kay Michelle. Yes,
yes. Talking about who?
Carly's dad.
Oh, no.
Is that her new nickname?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Carly Red. I'm sorry.
Red.
I'm sorry.
What?
My bag. My bag.
Ooh, I thought it was
my bag. My bag. My bag. I didn't.
That was
okay.
It's Ratchito TV.
Ratchet. Okay. You will never send me back to the strip club.
Oh, we Nene? Know who that is. Jocelyn Hernandez.
Oh. Hold on. Did somebody say God. Mimi?
Somebody said
Nene. Nene.
Jocelyn Hernandez.
Oh, I forgot.
You would never send me back to the strip club, Stevie.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
We got to make this a little harder. Last one. We don't spend money to get motivated.
Wait, what?
We don't spend money to get motivated.
Who would that be?
Cynthia?
No.
Final guess?
One more guess. No, it wouldn't be NeNe.
I don't know who that is.
It was Phaedra talking about Porsche's new house. But you guys did a great job. You guys did a great job.
That was awesome.
That was 90% easy, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.